This is Radio Guy Reflections 3W News, the wacky, the weird, and the wild news that can affect us every day. Today, you want to go see an NFL game? You might want to take out a loan and two very different kind of support animals. It's all coming up in 3W News, brought to you by daysvoiceworks.com. Go to daysvoiceworks.com, spell works, W-O-R-X, to find out how Dave's voice can work for you. Hi, this is Dave of daysvoiceworks.com. Over a 45-year career in radio, I've gotten to meet and interview several very fascinating people and celebrities. And I have some of those interviews up on daysvoiceworks.com. Candy Clark of American Graffiti fame.
And it was really, really cold where we were shooting in Petaluma, California. It would get foggy and chilly there, so I had this spaghetti strap dress on, and luckily I had this sweater that I had on a little chain guard, but in between takes I put my arms in that sweater.
And a man, you know his music from Ambrosia, but did you know David Pack of Ambrosia had a place in presidential history?
The president came up to me and said, "What do we do now?" And I said, "Would you play sax on Your Mama Don't Dance?" And he said, "I'm sorry, I can't." And then we presented him with a custom-made saxophone, and he held it up, and the crowd started yelling, "Play, play, play." And this was on national TV and global television, so he turned around and said, "Okay, what key is it in?" And then history was made.
All those interviews and more are available now on daysvoiceworks.com. And don't forget, when you spell works, it's W-O-R-X. daysvoiceworks.com. Find out how you can put Dave's voice to work for you. So, are you ready for some football? Who isn't?
Football has hitting, clipping, spearing, blocking, piling on, late hitting, unnecessary roughness, and personal fouls.
Can a family of four afford to go to a lot of NFL games? Well, unless you make a lot of money or you got a big credit card bill, it costs a lot to go to an NFL game in 2022. Bookies.com best calculated the cost of attending an NFL game at each stadium. And on average, a family of four will spend $536.77 on four tickets, a parking spot, two beers or two sodas, and four hot dogs at a game this year. But if you're going to go see a 49ers game, you are going to pay over $1,000 for that same four seats, two beers, two sodas, four hot dogs, and parking at a ball game. And on the flip side, there are five NFL teams that have kept prices kind of okay, under $325 for the same tickets, parking, two beers, two sodas, and hot dogs. That's $325. Expect to pay about that at the Cardinals, the Jaguars, the Colts, the Jets, and the Broncos, keeping their prices kind of reasonable. Parking your car, the average is between $15 to park your car up to $100 to park your car. Beer or soda, you're paying $15 for 1 16-ounce in Philadelphia, and that's the highest in the NFL. Meanwhile, you can get the same beer for just over $6 at the Jets, Falcons, and Lions game. The same amount of soda, $14.40 in Las Vegas and Cincinnati. That's the kind of highest you're going to get, and you'll pay a fraction of that for the same drink in Baltimore and Atlanta. How about the good old American hot dog? Well, no one can compete with the Falcons for the hot dog prices. Their dogs at Atlanta Stadium, $2 a dog. But in Las Vegas or Los Angeles, expect to pay around $8 for a hot dog. Are you ready for some football? Well, I think I'm going to go see my banker just to make sure.
In football, the object is for the quarterback, otherwise known as the field general, to be on target with his aerial assault, riddling the defense by hitting his receivers with deadly accuracy, in spite of the blitz, even if he has to use the shotgun. With short bullet passes and long bombs, he marches his troops into enemy territory, balancing this aerial assault with a sustained ground attack which punches holes in the forward wall of the enemy's defensive line.
Coming up on Radio Guy Reflections 3W News, how about some support animals? One is unusual, one is pretty cool. We'll have that for you coming up after we hear this word from our other podcast called Turnbuckle Trash. It's the world of professional wrestling. Hi, I'm Dave Dutton. I'm one of those lifelong fans. Christopher Evans joins me and Zane Peterson as we talk about what's going on in the world of professional wrestling from a little bit different perspective than a lot of the podcasts out there.
The following contest is scheduled for one fall.
We know what we like, and sometimes we talk about things we don't like.
You stupid idiots!
You might even find a chance to laugh at some of the things we do.
Who are you calling Rudy Tootie Booty?
It's Turnbuckle Trash. It's available on many of these same podcast channels. Join us. Turnbuckle Trash are also on Facebook and turnbuckletrash.net. CNN had a report earlier this month about something going on in Philadelphia's Love Park. If you go to Philadelphia's Love Park, you might see a guy walking his support animal. A support alligator.
Say what?
CNN had a report earlier this month about something going on in Philadelphia's Love Park. If you go to Philadelphia's Love Park, you might see a guy walking his support animal. A support alligator.
One classy dude.
Yes. The man, Joey Henney, has posted images and videos of his support alligator that's on a leash, greeting visitors and wandering through the water in the fountain nearby. Wally has been quite different than any other alligator he's ever dealt with in the past 30 years, according to Henney. Henney says Wally, the alligator, doesn't show anger. He doesn't show aggression. And he hasn't since the day he was caught.
I'm feeling such an odd mixture of pride and mortal terror.
Coming up, a little B.O. and a little bit of bad breath. And dogs. Yes, and dogs. It's next on the 3W News.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Hi, this is Dave Dutton. Let my voice go to work for you. It's davesvoiceworks.com. Spell works, W-O-R-X. And you can hear samples of my on-air work and also some of the commercials I've done over the years. There's pictures from some of my career and more, all at daysvoiceworks.com. Daysvoiceworks.com, spell works, W-O-R-X. Okay, here's the question. Have you ever lifted your arm, went, you know, did a little sniff test there and maybe tried to smell your own breath? I think we've all done that before because when we're stressed out, we're worried about how we smell.
One classy dude.
Well, when we are stressed, our bodies produce changes in our breath and our sweat. So much so that a dog can actually smell the difference. That's according to a new study published this week in something called the Open Access Journal of PLOS One, by Clara Wilson of Queen's University Belfast in the United Kingdom. Odors eliminated by our bodies might be why they're great support animals for psychological conditions like anxiety, panic attacks, and PTSD. The authors of the study added that the study demonstrates that dogs can discriminate between the breath and sweat taken from humans before and after a stress-inducing task.
This could be taking you down the path toward a Nobel Prize.
So if you're feeling stressed out, go pet a dog. It'll help.
Pull at the dogs out!
Hoot, 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 hoot.
And that's 3W News. Thanks for joining us, and don't forget to check out the other podcast, Radio Guy Reflections, where I talk to people about radio who've been in radio or are in radio currently. There's also the podcast called Turnbuckle Trash, where we talk about professional wrestling.
Pro wrestlers excel at sounding like whack jobs, speaking in crazy metaphors.
To find out more about how Dave's voice can go to work for you, check out davesvoiceworks.com. When you spell works, it's W-O-R-X. We'll see you next time on Radio Guy Reflections, 3W News, or Turnbuckle Trash. Thanks for joining us.